tonight. But we have to be obedient, and especially in the work of the Lord. And when the minister spoke yesterday morning, if he had asked me to speak on any other event that happened over 40 years ago, I would have held my breath. But when he mentioned testimony, I don't think I could refuse. Because a lot of things happened over 40 years that I can't remember. But I can remember when I realized that there was something within me that wanted to change. And the things that I liked most and things that gave me great pleasure, I started to turn my back on them. I didn't want to hear about them. All I wanted was to be in the company of the Lord's people. And as we all remember, at communion times, Friday was the men's day. Fornicated, and we had brethren come from other parts. Lewis and Harris spoke to the question, and most of them that spoke to the question knew the very exact time when it happened, where it happened, and everything that they were doing that day happened. But I can't say that. Definitely I know now it happened. But to put my finger on the day or the time, I couldn't quite do it. And I think that it held me back too, because I was losing ground when I could hear these great men speak about their own closeness with God and how they knew everything and how they would quote from the Bible. Not that I had a knowledge of the Bible, but not to the extent that I would start quoting it. So that kept me sitting on the fence for a while. And I was praying to the Lord to reveal to me that wasn't a conversion. And I let the first communion go by, and then the time for the next communion, I was wondering then. I wasn't speaking to anybody about it, not even. She had come forward for the rest of the year, a year before that. But on a Friday evening in Scalpay, we had Alistair MacDonald, who went off to glory a couple of years ago, and he was preaching from this Second Book of Samuel and chapter 9. And he preached on Mephibosheth being called out of Lodabar and sat at the king's table. And he preached for a while, and before he finished his service, he said, when Mephibosheth sat at the king's table, we all know that Mephibosheth had infirmities and he was lame in both legs. But when he sat at the king's table, all his infirmities were healed. And he spoke of Christ as the table, hiding our infirmities. None of us was perfect, he said, but Christ was perfect. And I came out that evening from the church, and nobody would convince me that I wasn't converted. Jesus was a new person to me. And how could I not remember when David spoke to me yesterday, that I couldn't speak, and go back 40 years in my memory to that very time things started to change in my life. And since then, the Lord has revealed himself to me in many, many times. I could stand here the whole evening and talk about the goodness of the Lord. As most of you know, I was a fisherman all my life. Fishing was a profession, like every other profession. It was a challenging profession. But we were very happy at it. We had ups and downs, like every other profession. The first boat I bought, I was very fortunate with. Did a good living out of it. There were six of us aboard. And then the second boat, I thought it would go to a smaller boat. But I went to a smaller boat and into much trouble. From the day I started with it, I couldn't do a thing right. And as I told the year before, I went into great and deep debt, and I couldn't find my way out of it. I wasn't a person that took my work home with me, but I couldn't leave my work at that time. I had to take it home, and we prayed to the Lord, and I used to say in my prayer, Lord, if you see a way out of this, you open the way for us. And we kept on praying and praying. And it wasn't a short period either. And we were dredging for scallop, 10 miles away from scallop Bay one evening. As we were dredging, we were picking up a lot of things. Old Wellington boots, oyster skins, seaweed, everything. But this morning, when we hauled up, we noticed a length of cable. It's about 3 feet in length. And it was thrown aside, thrown into the toolbox, and it lay there for across a night year. We were still struggling with the boat. One day everything was fine, next day it opened down. And my cousin, who was aboard with me, had a child who was attending hospital in Glasgow. And he was at home one evening watching a program on television where they were selling gold and silver, and I don't know what else it was. He noticed that one person was selling something similar to what we had on the boat. So he went to the boat and took it with him to Glasgow. They advised him in Glasgow to go to some other place. And they told him it was a very expensive light we had in this house. when he came home, he told me about it. To make a long story short, we sold it at a very good price. We shared the money, and my share of the money paid all my debt. The very last thing. The Lord had worked in such a mysterious way. And the thing was, the Lord answered our prayer, and he gave us that. It was was gold anyway. I don't remember what type of gold. And was lying in the toolbox amongst old shackles and rusty spanners and everything. But still, he didn't lose his fire. And I always think now how Jesus came into this world. And he was trampled under feet, and I trampled under my feet. The same as I did with that, what the Lord sent me to pay my debt. But still, he didn't lose his mind. And whatever I did to Jesus, Jesus didn't lose his mind. And he is still as precious and will be. I hope the Lord will keep me and guide me so that I'll never lose my faith while the Lord gives me my faculty. And that we shall be diligent to him. In many, many ways he has shown himself when he looked at us. Each one of us came short of his glory. But none of us has gone so far away that he can bring back to the place that we were born for. Our chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy forever.